What's up, community? It is Ryan Frank, and welcome to the next episode of the Kids Matter podcast. I'm so glad that you're here. Today, we are going to be talking with Esther Moreno about a very, very practical topic, and that is, how do you stay encouraged in kids' ministry? But first, have you checked out the new kidsmatter.com, which features a brand new Kids Matter Pro membership site? Kids Matter Pro is the best membership site. I know I'm a little biased. The best membership site ever for people who work with kids and families in the church. And that is in, of course, my humble opinion. When you join Kids Matter Pro, you get exclusive access to a membership site, a community. We have video training called Mastery Modules. We have monthly master classes, a member-only podcast, specialized group coaching. What's that mean? That means instead of just one coaching call, you get to pick between six, seven, eight different topics. And these topics come from the community. We do member makeovers. We have a growing leadership archive, a volunteer library. You get Kids Matter magazine, special bonuses each month. And the good news is you can try it for free for 30 days. Just go to kidsmatter.com. Start your free trial. It takes about 60 seconds to sign up. If you don't like Kids Matter Pro, cancel, and you won't get charged. If you decide to stick with the program, it's $27 a month. We tried to make this very affordable. This is a great way to stay encouraged, trained, resourced, to grow your network and community. And we've been building this for literally a year. And I'm so excited that last week we were able to launch. And the response has been incredible. So go check out kidsmatter.com. We'd love to have you start your free trial to Kids Matter Pro today. Now, one of our great friends in the ministry is Esther Moreno. Esther is always on the main stage at the Kids Matter Conference. We do all kinds of webinars and trainings together. Beth and I traveled with Esther and her husband to Israel last year. And we have plans to do a mission trip pretty soon to Guatemala as families. And I'm excited to have her on the call today. She is an author, a speaker, a ministry coach, and I can't wait for her to minister to you today here on the Kids Matter podcast. We talked about staying encouraged in kids ministry. We all know that as great as kids ministry is, it can be pretty discouraging at times. So how do you handle that discouragement? How do you handle that feeling of overwhelm? How do you help your leaders stay encouraged? We talk about that and much more in today's episode. Once again, thank you for tuning in. Be sure to check back every week. The Kids Matter podcast is not only an audio podcast, it's also a YouTube podcast. So if you want to watch the video, go over to YouTube. You can find all the links at kidsmatter.com. Let's get this show on the road. Here is my conversation with Esther Moreno. What's up, Esther? How's it going?
Hey, Ryan. It is going great. It's going as well as it can be going.
Hey, well, I hope you had a great Easter. Your family's Easter pictures looked amazing.
Your Ryan, kids are... you know how it is. You and when you are in ministry, it is just total and utter chaos. And then you end up looking great on social media. You threaten the children. You will sit here and you will.
You will smile. Well, your kids are so cute. It's like a mini Guy and a mini Esther. And yeah, you're just so blessed. So tell us before we jump into today's topic, you've got a new workbook that everybody on social media is talking about. So hold it up and show it to us and tell us what it's all about.
I am so excited and so proud of this project. And Ryan, you know that I wrote Children's Ministry in Crisis about a year ago.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, I was like, man, what can we do to really help children's ministry leaders dig deeper in their context? Because it's so easy to read a book for it to go in one ear and not the other, but how can you really use it and dig into what you're going through at your church, regardless of whether you have a big church, small church, medium-sized church, whatever you're dealing with culturally in your church? And this workbook helps you to really dive deeper in your church context. So I'm just super excited. Ryan, we have activity pages in here, delegation pages, all types of things in there, and activities for children's ministry leaders to really use for their own departments. And I just know that it is going to bless so many leaders across the country. So I'm excited. I'm super pumped. It is very pretty.
It is. Pretty. It's very pretty. Yes. Which we know matters the most. No, it doesn't.
Matters the most.
So where do we go to get these books? Because you've written all kinds of books now. Do we need to go to your website?
I have. Okay. So this sounds like I'm totally plugging my website, and I'm not. Yeah. So I ordered it on Amazon.
Yeah.
And then because I'm impulsive. So after they published it, they were like, oh, the author's copy is coming. And I ordered it on Amazon because I'm impulsive and I didn't want to wait for the author's copy.
Yes.
And then I actually got the author's copy. And I realized that the author's copy is so much prettier than the
really?
Ones on Amazon. So I have, yeah. So go to my website and you will get a pretty signed copy of Children's Ministry in Crisis, the workbook.
I love it. So go check out, give us your website. It's Child's Heart.
I made it more simple. It's estermoreno.com.
I love it. Okay. It was Child's Heart 83, right?
It is. It's Esther Moreno. You can go to either site, but estermoreno.com I thought was a lot easier. I finally got rid of that Esther Moreno that was stealing my site.
Yeah. She was a something else too, wasn't she? So did you have to buy her out, or what did you do? Did you just wait around for the domain name?
I waited around for her hopes and dreams to die, and then I stole the domain.
Good for you.
Well, like a good Christian minister.
Yes, very much so. Yes. Well, Esther, it's always so good to see you and chat. We're going to be together in person at the Kids Soon. Matter Conference.
You're going to blink. And it's going to be,
London has she's put some kind of a widget on my phone and it says Kids Matter Conference, 5 months and 20 days.
Crazy.
So we'll be together. You'll be able to meet Esther, podcast listeners. If you've never met her, heard her speak.
In a new location. I'm super excited.
You love Indiana, don't you, Esther?
It's closer to my family in Chicago.
Isn't it? It really is. Yeah. But today we're talking about staying encouraged in ministry. And before we dig in, Esther, I'd love for you to share just a little bit about your story. Like, what inspired you to pursue children's ministry as an adult? And before, I know we're going to probably focus some of our attention a little bit on the discouraging things. Talk about, what encouraged you to get into kids ministry, and then looking on your, if you call it a career in kids ministry, what have been some of the most rewarding parts of your journey so far?
Absolutely. I mean, I am a PK. I'm a pastor's kid.
Yep.
So obviously my start in children's ministry was 100% forced. You have no choices
Dad
as
said,
a kid.
Yeah, I need somebody back with the kids.
Yep. Yeah, so it really kind of crossed over as I began to grow and really got to that age of what we call our junior leaders, where they are now. And I got to that age, I really started to help with the kids in my dad's ministry. And as I got older in college, it was actually, I got very involved in campus ministry. And it was actually a woman, she came in and she began to prophesy to everybody. And of course, in my head, I'm thinking she prophesying and she just saying whatever.
Yep.
And she tells me, you're supposed to work with kids. And she says, I could see you now dancing in front of all of these kids.
Yeah.
And she's just going in and just prophesying over me. And then that next week, I get a call from my dad. Hey, we have a Christian Academy program and the church wants you to be the director of it. That same summer, I'm dancing in front of kids, doing just the opposite of what I thought that I would be doing that summer. And something that summer just clicked. It just clicked in me of working with these kids and seeing the glow on their faces and the joy of my yes and saying yes to that. And that really just kind of flourished into something deeper. I think when it comes to the rewarding part, I love modeling the faith for kids. It is one of the most exciting things that I get to do, because I think that we carry the message of Jesus. And when we love on kids, when they're able to see Jesus through us, that makes them love him all the more. So just being able
That's
to
so
model
true.
reverence, you know, I remember a time just praising God. You know, children's ministry gets crazy, and sometimes you're in there. Sometimes that is your service. And I remember lifting my hands up in the air and just saying, you know, Lord, I am going to just worship you in this moment. And a little girl with my eyes were closed grabbed my hand down. I opened up my eyes, and she's like praising God, and she has her other hand lifted. And just being able to model that faith has just been so rewarding for me.
Amen.
And even with kids, you know, we're getting an influx of children at a church plant who have special needs, and being able to let them know that you are welcome here, that you are loved
I
here,
love that.
you know, not worrying about the logistics of what are we going to do? How are we going to make this work? But just making it work by loving on them ridiculously and seeing them receive that love and receive Jesus in the same vein has just been so incredible and so amazing. And I don't think that there's anything more rewarding for me than that. Obviously, Ryan, you know about me on the influencer end and being able to influence other leaders. I think something incredibly rewarding about that is to have leaders say, because of Esther, I kept going. Because
Isn't
of
that
Esther,
neat?
I fought another day in kids ministry and I didn't quit.
Yeah, I love that. It's so humbling, isn't it?
It is. It is.
I love, Esther, what you just said about just loving kids. And I think sometimes, you know, we both live in this world of kids ministry and talking strategies and curriculum and methods and programs and philosophies. And I think sometimes we look at all of these, we try to find all of these new, fresh, shiny, you know, innovative ways to do ministry. And we overlook the obvious, don't we? Like sometimes it's just about, you know, loving kids. And as 100%. You said, modeling that faith for them is really where it's at.
That should always be why we do what we do, Sunday after Sunday, midweek after midweek, modeling that faith and pointing a generation to Christ.
So as rewarding as kids ministry can be, and you know, we're talking to a bunch of kids pastors, children's ministry leaders, directors, teachers, we all know that it's rewarding. There is nothing better, you know, than, you know, getting that, as you said, that kid holding onto your hand, that hug, praying with those kids. But we also know that it can be challenging at times.
What?
I think it can. I don't know if you ever knew that, Esther, but that is a reality of kids ministry, is it can be discouraging. Teaching something Esther new today. Mr.
Learning
Obvious.
Something new every day.
Yes. So what do you do before? My next question is going to be, what advice would you give those watching or listening? But I want to talk to Esther for just a minute. So Esther, how have you found in kids ministry personally that you stay, what's helped you to stay encouraged? What's helped you to stay motivated? Even when it's not easy, when it's discouraging, when there are challenges, how has Esther stayed encouraged?
I would definitely say, Ryan, to focus on impact. And really it goes a line with our past question that you just asked about just focusing on what's most important. I think that it can be so easy to focus on everything that's going wrong around us. But when we are focusing on impact, and when I say that to children's ministry leaders, we need to be focused on meaningful interactions with children, meaningful interactions with our volunteers who are laboring alongside us, meaningful interactions with the parents, with that tired mother who comes in and she's exhausted and she's coming trying to check in her kids so that she can experience some sense of refreshment in the Lord's presence in the service. And really focusing on those things. I think when we focus on those things, that is what, for me, in my experience, I've drawn motivation from that. When a parent comes up to me and thank you so much. I've been going through this. Thank you so much for loving on my kids. Thank you for making this a smooth transition for me. When kids who are struggling and they come into a new space and they're scared and we're focusing on those meaningful interactions with them, and to see them run up to you and give you the biggest hug that you've ever received from a child because they feel so loved. That it has been what has kept me motivated time and time again. I think also celebrating those small wins, you know, and recording those. Don't sleep on the small wins. It can be so easy, and I know we're going to get into this, but it can be so easy to focus on everything that has gone wrong that we miss those moments where Jesus was there with the Holy Spirit. They showed up, but it can be so easy to miss that if we're focused on all of the craziness that's going on
that is so true.
Yeah, that is so true.
Yeah, don't overlook those small wins. The Bible talks about that, doesn't it? One of the Old Testament prophets, now it's slipping my mind, but something about small beginnings.
Don't despise the small beginnings.
Thank you. Yeah, don't despise those small beginnings. Don't despise the small victories. Hey, your volunteers showed up on Sunday, right? Hey, you had a kid that invited another kid to church on Sunday. That's a victory, and that's something to praise. Those kids brought their Bibles. You know, you had a great, time worshiping, and that one song you could just tell the kids connected with.
Yeah. That junior leader came up to you when you knew you needed more help, and a junior leader. What can you put me? How can I help you today? Those are small victories and small wins that we need to be going to God and saying thank you for.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you would say to the leaders that are watching or listening that will help them to stay positive, to stay encouraged? You've mentioned, you know, remembering the impact you're making, and you've mentioned, you know, celebrating those small victories and those wins. Are there any other random thoughts that you would share to help people stay encouraged?
Absolutely. Ryan, I think an important thing is to stay connected with people. And when I say stay connected with people, I think it's so important that children ministry leaders have coaches and that they have mentors and those, and I'll preface this with those who are mature in their faith, those that you can talk to and you know that they are going to pray for you if you're struggling. You know that they're going to celebrate with you when you are celebrating. I think that is so important to have that, just that listening ear that you can kind of bounce your emotions and your feelings. And when you're struggling with something, I will also preface that with, I would not make those the children's ministry volunteers who are serving up under your leadership. I would not.
Right, exactly. Yes.
Make them that, because that can cause confusion. Because sometimes I think if we're honest with ourselves in children's ministry, sometimes we have emotions that are not so happy, you know, that where we just need to be able to speak and to talk to others. And I think when we have coaches and we have those mentors, they are just lifelines for us that God blesses us to stay encouraged stay motivated. I think that is so important. But something else I would say, Ryan, is to stay flexible. I think that this is so important in children's ministry, to embrace flexibility and adaptability. Because how many of us know, you're listening today, how many know that children's ministry can be totally unpredictable, that maybe you stayed up all night and you had this plan for it to go perfectly, and then a big bomb drops in the middle of it.
That's true.
And everything goes crazy. Yeah. Nothing is working. I think it's so important for us to focus on really finding creative solutions for that next time, instead of dwelling on the setbacks. And I think in children's ministry, it can be so easy to focus on setback. Oh, this set me back. Oh, this happened. But I think when we focus and come in with the spirit of, okay, thank you, Lord, for this day. Help me to be flexible, because we know and we're ready when those setbacks happen. Amen. We're more so empowered to think of those creative solutions to make it better the next time. Because Ryan, I'll tell you, you know, we're at a church plant right now.
Yeah.
And we had kids, you know, coming in. We have these different rooms that we've designated for a certain number of kids. Well, on this past Sunday, Easter Sunday, you know, that's kind of a big Sunday.
Yeah.
We had a room. We're like, okay, we're going to have probably like 40 kids in this elementary age room during this one service. So let's make sure that we're prepared for this. We ended up getting 85.
Wow. Did you really?
It was insane. We were almost up to 300 kids at a church plant.
Yeah.
On Easter Sunday.
Wow.
And it was a setback, It is the best setback that it is the best problem that anybody could ever have, to have more children come into your space to learn about Jesus, to learn about the resurrection and the life and the good news that we have in him. So now we can all panic, have a panic attack. What are we going to do? What if our numbers grow? No, we want our numbers to grow. We want more kids to follow Jesus. So now, instead of focusing on that, we are going to focus on creative solutions to make sure that this space is incredible for however many kids that Jesus sends our way. So I think just staying focused on the mission and the prize, I think that is key to stay encouraged.
That's so good. Motivated. That's so good. Praise the Lord for what he's doing at your church too.
It's
flexibility
incredible.
Is huge, isn't it? Because you're right. You can have everything just right, and something's going to go wrong, whether the computer crashes or, you know, the kids show up and they're just off, or volunteers in a bad mood, or, you know, something. But flexibility, boy, if you can just learn to flex and roll with it.
Yeah. And then encourage your fellow volunteers that you're laboring with, encourage them to be flexible and to roll with it. When we empower them to have that same spirit, we just become unstoppable as a team.
Yeah. Esther, as we start to wrap up, we know that as Kidman leaders, we've got to make sure that we're taking care of ourselves
100%.
If we're going to stay encouraged. What advice would you give to those that are watching or listening? Well, when it comes to taking care of yourself, because we're all busy, you know, a lot of you are not only leading a ministry at the church, but you've got a 9 to 5 during the week, and you've got kids, and, you know, you've got 20 plates you're trying to spin, and people pulling at you from all directions. If you were going to give just a few quick words of advice to the kids pastors or ministry leaders listening on, here's what you need to do to make sure you're taking care of yourself and prioritizing that, what would you say?
100%. It is okay to have boundaries. Setting boundaries is so important. And it's crazy because as children's ministry leaders and volunteers and workers, we are constantly talking to the children about rules, right? The rules are there to keep us safe. Well, so are boundaries. Boundaries are there to keep us safe. Boundaries are there to keep our families safe and to keep them protected and connected. And I think so often in kids ministry, really in whatever ministry that you're in, sometimes we can kind of distort what it means to really serve God. And we feel like we can't say no to anything. But I think it's so important that we understand that sometimes saying no to this means you've said yes to your kids.
That is
or
so
saying
true.
No to this means you've said yes to your husband or to your wife or to whoever God is calling for you to meet a need in another person's life. And I think as we learn more to delegate, I think delegating responsibilities is so, so important. As we learn how to delegate better, I think we can become more comfortable in those boundaries that I believe is God-given boundaries that he's called us to have so that we can be healthy and so that we can be whole in our service to children and families.
Yeah. Boy, that's good stuff. All right, before we get to our final two questions, Esther, my last question, what would you say to someone who's watching or listening today that they just maybe they're in a spot where they just are really down? Maybe they're super discouraged. Maybe they're very overwhelmed. If you had one word of encouragement or wisdom for that person today, what would it be?
Oh my goodness. I would say that the leader you are today does not define the leader you can become tomorrow. So whatever you're going through, Ryan, we just got through Easter. And we have redemption through Christ. And I'm just a firm believer that every situation can be redeemed. We have a God that can move mountains. And all he's asking us to do is to believe him to move that mountain and to have faith. I think we put so much on ourselves and our leadership and our works that we forget that we have a God and a spirit that he has given us that is working on the back end. You know, Ryan, there's something that I put in Children's Ministry in Crisis, and I put it in the workbook, and I kind of made an activity sheet, and it was an affirmation that I put in the original book. And this affirmation said that this issue can be fixed, this issue will be fixed, and I will become a testament to one who has fixed it. And I think that is so important that we walk in faith and that we believe those things, whatever the issue is, whatever the problem is, there is nothing too big and nothing too great that God cannot solve, that he cannot handle, and that he has put everything in you that you need to fix whatever needs to be fixed, to resolve whatever needs to be resolved, because it's not just you doing it, it's that Holy Spirit with you.
Amen.
So just believe God, trust him to handle whatever it is that you're going through.
That's a good sermon, Esther. Great job. So true. So true. Thank you for sharing that word of encouragement. In our last couple of minutes, Esther, I always like to end with two questions. Number one, and I know you've been on the podcast several times, and I've asked you this question before.
I'm going to give you the same answer. Go.
All right, what's your favorite Bible story and why? It cannot be the story of your name, okay? Well, it can be. You can do whatever you want it to be.
It is Esther Ryan. It will always be
Esther. I knew you were going to say that. Yep.
My favorite part about Esther is that she believed God. She went to God. Yeah. You know, if there was a huge issue, there was a huge problem, how easy is it for us as kids ministry leaders to focus on everything that's going wrong, and then we worry and we stress out and we get anxiety? It's not like that didn't exist, but she went to God. She said, have everybody pray. Have everybody fast.
Amen.
And for me, I think it's so important that we go to God. And it's not like the fear went away, but she did it afraid.
Yeah.
She was bold. She was courageous, all while being afraid. So for me, that will always be my favorite story. And, you know, hey, I can't help it. My name is Queen Esther.
I love it. And that is such a good story. We could spend a whole podcast just talking about that story.
Guy makes fun of me because, you know, he always mentions how, you know, theologically, you know, there's really not a lot of proof for the book of Esther. And I'm like,
shut up. Yep. All right. Number two, what is something, and we'll wrap up with this question, Esther. What's something big that Esther Moreno is working on right now?
I am working on Children's Ministry in Crisis, the workbook. I am working on that. I'm working on getting that out. I'm working on many children's ministry leaders knowing that it exists and getting that into as many hands as possible. So that is what I'm working on. Super excited. Obviously, so many different conferences are coming up, getting ready for the Orange Conference right before I come to you, Ryan. So I'm excited about doing that and prepping for that and helping kids ministry leaders across the globe.
Go check out EstherMoreno.com. Esther not only has books, which you definitely need to go check out, Children's Ministry in Crisis, the book and the workbook. She also travels and speaks. She coaches. And if she can help you anyway, she would love to have a conversation with you.
100%.
Go check out EstherMoreno.com. Give her a follow on social media. Esther, thank you so much for your time. Please give your love to Guy and the kids. And
I will. Next time I do this, this needs to be Beth. Okay. You need to go take a break and have Beth do this.
I do. So I would love
ladies
that.
Time.
I would love that. She loves you to death. So Esther, thank you so much. Podcast listeners, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next time.